Hold on, so man.
I'm about to equal motherfucker.
Hello?
What's happening, Quick Bill?
Hello?
What's up, dog?
I'm good.
What's happening, man? Thanks for calling the show, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, everything's good.
Okay.
What's up?
Y'all that don't know. For y'all that don't know, man. I got it.
Yo.
One of the original ghetto boys.
Huh? What the fuck that nigga said?
I said, man, one of the original ghetto boys, man. What's happening with you?
Okay, I thought you said I want to be ghetto boys. I was like, damn it, man. If I ain't me, then fuck it. Find me somebody short. Let me get his eye and you good.
Dog,
it's all about entourage, dog. For real. I rode with my niggas Low and Cadillac Entourage. They brought me and motherfucking Bone Crusher down here. They fuck with Devin the Dude, FaZe. I mean, we do our thing, dog. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Now, me personally, dog, I mean, I'm all about getting around, meeting people that don't know how the industry work, need the industry assistance, and I'm going to show them that they could do shit independently.
Okay. You know what? With that being said, man, that's the biggest thing that everybody's been trying to figure out, man. I mean,
alright, check this out, right? I got a way to make any artist that want to do a song with me, because the only criteria is you got to have a name that they can market, right?
Right.
Any artist want to get with me, right?
Right.
I can get them an independent distribution deal where they're not owned by the label, no 360 deal, it's their deal, and whatever money they put up to promote, the label will match it. So they put up $100, the label will match $100. They put up $5,000, the label will match it. And I can get them worldwide, nationwide, you know what I mean, through Entourage Bushwick Bill is what we do.
Damn, that's what's up, man.
Know what I mean? So it's on y'all, really. But if you holler at Cadillac, and I'm going to let you holler at him, and he's going to give you the number, and I'm going to talk back to you. Hello?
Yo, what's happening?
What up with you, cuzzo?
What's happening, family?
None is that.
Yeah, man, this is me, dog.
What up, man? You know who this is. Shit, what's going down with you?
All right, man, we trying to get, I mean, shit, that shit Bushwick just said, man, we got a lot of artists on here, man. And, they looking for just that type of deal that you just said.
Then why can't I smoke a cigarette? My
no. Yeah, man, we trying to, you know what I'm saying, do it nationwide, man. We just trying to bring my man back, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got anybody trying to link up, I got a number for you to call and shit.
Right. Hey, put that number out there, man. Let us know what it is.
Number 404-645-6130.
Okay,
okay.
For
everybody don't know this, the nigga Cadillac. G.I. representing to the fullest, baby. So link up and fuck with us. That's all I'm saying.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'll say that a lot of people trying to do just what he just said, man. Motherfucker trying to see that money.
Oh, you paying me right now? Hold on, my man Bush want to holler back at you. Hold on real quick.
All right.
Hey, yo.
What's happening, dog?
Bushwick Bill in the building.
That's
and the building
up,
is Indiana. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Naptown. I'm in GI, I'm in Columbus, I'm in everything indie.
That's what's up, man.
Because I'm an independent damn artist my damn self, so I just want to show my people how to be independent, because Martin Luther King said free at last, but I'm going to show you how to be free at last in this entertainment business.
Hey, that's
know
what's
I'm saying?
Up, man.
And if y'all ain't loving Boss Man Production, Cadillac, and Entourage, dog, something wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's all day. That's family there, brother. That's family. But like I said, man, you said that independent, man, so I mean, there's no more rapper like none of that. It's just all about Bushwick now, right?
Bushwick.
Yeah. I got to say what's up to Lowe. Lowe, I know you out there, and I ain't... I ain't being low down with you, but damn it, you are low. Boy. But yeah, for real though, man. I mean, let's just make this pop. I mean, I'll get on your station every day and let people know y'all station is a station that's gonna get them the independent record deal with a Hot 16 with Bushwick Bill. Know what I'm saying?
For
Rack 5, we good.
Rack 5?
Because I happen to be here, but if I leave here, dog, you're going to have to pay about $35-$45, make it pop.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's
because
up.
Everybody out of town charge that extra for their studio, blah, 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 but I'm in your city. I go to your studio. What's the deal?
That's what's up, man. Like I say, man, I mean, we got.
But I'm loving what you're doing, dog. I appreciate your radio show. I appreciate you giving us a voice because we as a people need a voice, and I sure appreciate y'all giving all of us a voice, all the independent artists out here in Indy and all the independent artists nationwide from Cali to New York and all in between. One love, man. Appreciate y'all. This Bushwick Billions doing what he do best. I'm ghetto boy extraordinaire. Ain't nothing else I know other than that. I started out with nothing and made the South something coming from New York. You know what I mean? I had to argue with certain people and tell, you know what I'm saying, certain people that we got to sound like us. We ain't got to sound like nobody else. I'm already from that section. So, you know what I mean? I'm already East Coast. Bushwick Bill is Bushwick Brooklyn. I mean, when I got to the South, I wanted the South to tell me what the South's about. And once we started rapping about that, everything was love.
All right, let me ask you a question. On the independent thing now, we got my guy from Hoochie Boy Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? How can he get down with you? You got artists and everything?
This is how it works. I already gave a phone number, right?
Right.
But
right.
This how it works, though, right? I'm going to get your independent label deal with Sony, Warner Brothers, EMI, or Universal. That's it. That's all I know. You pick
okay.
a label, I got you a deal. All
right. Wait, so
it's an independent deal. They're going to distribute you nationwide, worldwide, or whatever you negotiate. But it's on you. It's not on them. They don't own you. They can't control you. Your phone hung up.
All right, Waylo, you got questions? You want to shoot them out there to him?
Sure.
Phone,
I got the number. That's all I needed
here.
Right there. I just needed that number, bro.
Yo. No, I heard the phone hang up. I ain't. Hey, yo.
You still on there, man? You still on there?
Hey, but check this out, though, man. Replay that number again and let them know what time it is. Have them hook up with me. You know what I mean? A Rack 5, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And we good. You know what I mean? And once I get on a song with you, they have a way to market you. But if you got a hot song that I feel I don't need to be a part of or whatever, I'm still going to help you pursue that, dog. Because, I mean, I'm not a hater. I'm a congratulator and appreciator because people thought because I was short I wasn't smart. But at the end of the day, my art of music is the art of noise. That make people happy in a joyful way.
Hey, and for real, though, you've been putting that down for, so many years, man. That's,
yeah,
man,
it's over 25. How about that? It's over 25 years
right.
I've been doing this.
I mean, let me ask you, man, in the beginning, did you even think that this was going to jump the way that it did?
I always knew it would because I'm from NY. And I saw people do things that, like, for instance, right? I know Divine Sounds, I know Audio 2, I know all the artists that came out of Brooklyn, man, because that's where I grew up at. I mean, even Cheryl James, Salt from Salt and Pepper, grew up right across from my high school I went to, Bushwick High School. I met her before she got famous. I mean, I just know anything's possible if you do it right. And if you ain't messing with Boss Man Productions, dog, and if you ain't messing with Cadillac and Entourage, I mean, Boss Man Productions going to have your beat right. Now I'm talking about, but Cadillac in the house, man, with Entourage, and I'm letting you know right now, he do the best club promotions and concert. I wouldn't mess with dude if he wasn't making it pop. He's the Al Haymon of the South, and you need to do your research.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure, man. That's family right there. I already know how to get down. But like I said,
I don't mean to interrupt you in the interruption, but sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you just have to say certain things that coordinate. And right about now, I was at man, LBC, man, the laid-back corner, man, and on Monday, I ripped it, you know what I'm saying? I had certain people come out, they were cool. I want to say what's up to my homie Juice, man, you know what I mean, from Capital Punishment, he cool. I mean, that's who I know, he good, we straight. But I want to say what's up to all my street soldiers out there, one love, man, appreciate y'all bringing me and Bone Crusher down here, and I just had to chill a little longer, you know what I mean, to get my feet wet in the indies, so I make sure that when I nap, I got a cutie with me. Now I go. But, yeah, when they call it Nap Town, they didn't say it was a nappy dugout. It was just a nap. You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, I've been enjoying myself, though, man. Y'all been showing me love, man. And I just hope all y'all parents out there don't be mad at me hitting your daughter past 23 and she good.
All right, Bushwick, check this out, man. I got one of your fans on here. They want to tell you how much they enjoy their music. Her name is Butter. Go ahead, Butter, tell me.
How you doing?
I don't know how I'm doing until you hook up with me. Where you at?
I'm by the airport, baby. You in Indy?
Yeah, I'm in Indy right now.
Oh, I would love to meet you.
Okay, bet. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing, and I'm going to be real with it, and I don't want you to be shy about it, but I like them fat, fine, ugly, or pretty. But, would it be possible for me to walk around with you like my homie did in Baby Boy? I'm being real, though. I'm just asking.
Like your homie did in Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel
was walking around in Baby Boy. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I might be short, but I can hook you up if you just ain't going to weigh me down.
I ain't going to weigh you down, baby.
Well, you know what? I might lay heavy, but I do go deep. And if you weigh me down, I'm still going to free Willie up in you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I want you to sing, "It is I will always love Wick, because he gave me the stick." And I'm by the airport, and you showed up real quick. Oh, yeah. It is high as me.
I hear that.
What's going down? Hey, but I still want to say, dog, man, honestly, I'm going to be real with y'all right now. I did meet Whitney Houston. I did meet Bobby Brown. And I want to have a moment of silence right now for the great.
Yes.
Now, I want to thank all y'all out there that gave y'all prayers and shout-outs to Bobby Christina and to Whitney, because she's a beautiful, cool person, man. If you ever had a chance to meet her, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you ever had a chance to meet Heavy D, man, if you ever had a chance to meet all of our fallen soldiers, man, I mean, we black and our back end against the wall, we hold everything up. If we don't use the bus, plane, trains, or automobile, this company called the United States, which is a major corporation, will crumble.
So
y'all need to give yourself props. We are the number one buyers of everything they call fashion, but guess what? We invent the fashion by just being ourselves, trying to put things together to make our kids look right. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I want to let y'all know one thing, too. I am a Hebrew Israelite, and it ain't because I'm following any sidewinding, flea-bitten varmint saying what I just said. You know what I'm talking about?
I understand.
Is that the Hebrew diet does not have G, L, or J. And if you go to Amazon.com and get the 1611 King James Bible, you'll see I ain't lying to you. And the Bible in Thessalonians says, "Study and show yourself approved." I know I'm a gangster rapper, but I'm also a real live, respectful person of Yah.
Amen.
Yahweh, you call him God. I respect Yahushua, you call him Jesus. Put the J in front of Zeus, you have the same thing, but as long as Christ is being represented, like Paul said, God will do his thing.
Okay, that's what's up.
But, you know, I just had to put that out there and put a little bug in your ear, and you got to study and show yourself approved. Get the 1611 King James Bible. Black people came to America in 1617 by 2017 is our 400 years of protection. You're going to see something different after that. Because that's when God going to do his thing, which I call Yah, which you call God, which I call Yahweh, which you call Jesus, what I call Yahushua. We all good. It's all the same. The name ain't changed. The game ain't changed because it ain't a game. Being spiritual and honest is just real. But I'm going to get off of that right now and let y'all meditate. And personally, ma'am, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to come see you, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say that I don't want to tap into the source of your goodness, but on the strength of being real, I want to make sure that we're mentally compatible. If the physical happens, that's beautiful. But I want to make sure we mentally, you know, copacetic.
I understand that.
But don't understand, overstand, because you're not over me, I'm not over you, but we on the same level, side by side, not behind or in front. You know what I mean? I respect my black queen. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Just because I'm meeting you and saying a little thing that might sound, you know, incomprehensible, or it might sound freaky, or it might sound whatever it is, I'm just letting you know how the man feel here about talking to you till I see you, we see what we do. But on the truth of it all, I'd rather each one reach one, teach one, and let you know that Boss Man Productions, Cadillac, Entourage, do what it do, Indiana, stand up and represent the real, because I love y'all, man. Y'all made me. If Ghetto Boys would not be nothing without Chicago, St. Louis, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, those five places kept us busy and got us to where
that
we
right.
are. And your mind ain't playing tricks on you, and I love you. I love all of y'all. I love everybody in Cali that caught on after the five people I mentioned. I love the people in Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, you know, Atlanta, Cackalacka. You know what I'm talking about? Virginia. You know what I mean? Maryland.
Right.
Even though I know, do know a girl in Maryland, and she was pretty cool. But, yeah, like I was saying, right? You know what I mean? I have my moments that get me moist. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I might have a premature jack thinking about some shit that was black. But, like I was saying, like that, I do like it pink, and I don't mean white on the outside. But, personally, dog, honestly, I just love my people, man, and I might say things that make your listeners interested in what I'm speaking, man, and it might be controversial, but at the end of the day, if you pick, choose, and refuse between what I said, I still said it was all about Boss Man Productions, Cadillac, and Entourage, and Bushwick Bill, Ghetto Boys, Rap a Lot, do what it do, IMG Recordings. It's just what it is, man. For real, for real.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
So,
but at the end of the day,
action,
vote black. Obama needs to stay in office. Vote black. Black a lack of me. Because all you have out there is black than the lack on my living room set. No.
Okay.
Now, what are you asking me now, sir?
Let me ask you,
okay,
man. I mean, yo.
I'm right here. I said what I had to say. I'm a choose silence so I can hear what you're saying because I refuse to be violent. What you saying?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, man. Do we got a new Ghetto Boys album coming out? Is any of that in the future? I know a lot of people want to know.
Well, Ghetto Boys is always negotiated based on how I feel, Face feel, or Willie D feels. Even though I know my homie Face said at the end of that Resurrection, Ghetto Boys, it should stop if I say so. I'm sorry. I was a Ghetto Boy from 85. It ain't stopped yet. So don't let no one word fool you, and don't let no one person say something that persuades you. If it wasn't for Ghetto Boys, Bushwick Bill would be nothing, Face would be nothing, Willie D would be nothing. If it wasn't for Boss Man Productions, I wouldn't be able to get in the studio and do what I do in Indy. You know what I'm talking about? If it wasn't for Entourage, my homie Cadillac looking out for me, getting me to the studio where I hooked up with, what's that dude's name again? Hold up. Yeah, they call him Sir Hart. Yeah. He do his thing. And know what? That Sir Hart did the jubilate. And y'all jubilating right now. But guess what? I was in Chicago when they percolated. So if you percolate or jiggle it, guess what? I'm in your state. We're going to get it straight because we Entourage and Boss Productions. We're going to make it crack. And I don't mean like the kind that gets you locked up. I'm talking about the kind that make you get back to what's real. No. But what's going on, though? Tell me something good.
Hey, check this out. Hey, I got a young artist on the show. He got something he
want to
ask you. Go ahead, young
child. Hey, hold up. Did you get old girl number?
I got it for you, dog.
No, old girl, I was just talking to you. If you don't have her number, I'm hanging up right now because that means y'all caught
me. Everybody, We got the number.
Okay, okay, okay. I just want to make sure y'all real, though, because y'all real to real on the real for real, and I'm real because I'm Bushwick Bill. It can't be no harder than my steel. I just want to highlight it. What's going down? And I promise
you,
I ain't shooting nothing that ain't got a bulletproof vest to hold mine. What's up?
We got you. We got the number, sir, baby.
Bushwick.
Yo, Chantel, go ahead with your question, man.
What you want to say?
Hey, dog, I was up in Lansbury a couple days ago.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog. I'm listening. I mean, I talk when spoken to, and I speak when I want to. But right now, I'm going to give you an ear.
All right, okay, man, because I ain't know if y'all can hear me or whatever.
Now, I'm right here, man. I want to hear what you're talking about around her, right here, right now, right her.
For
so
sure.
If you ain't going to say something around her, we're about to press pause on you.
You around her.
Now, go ahead. Tell me what you're talking about. Tell me what you're talking about, homie.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely like to say, man, I'm definitely, you know, blessed to be hearing your voice, man, because I've been listening to the Ghetto Boys, man, ever since I was, man, I started out listening to you actually when my father played the song in this car when I was 6 years old. You know what I mean?
Your father played my song
time,
when you were six? Much
yeah,
love.
Around six, man. And that was the time when I had lost my mother. And the first song that I heard of yours, man, was My Mind Playing Tricks on Me. For some reason, that song right there, after when I was that age or whatever, that song always stood to me. You know what I mean? And even, you know what I'm saying, when I grew up a little more, you know, y'all was really one of my inspirations as far as for doing music as well. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, man, y'all definitely a blessing, man, real talk. Because, you know, going through things like that even now, you know what I'm saying? I still, you know what I'm saying, let's say that
you,
song
you
right
you
want
to know something special? And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want you to know something special, and I want you to continue, right? When I first got to Texas, right, I went to Minnesota for Bible school. I graduated. I had my degree in ministry where I could marry or bury somebody as far as ministry is concerned, as far as being the preceder over that event. You feel me? But
yeah.
I didn't go to there for the title. I went there because I saw people in church kicking up their feet, talking about, and God said, and they had a Mercedes, and God said their wife need a Rolls Royce, and blah, blah, blah. But I looked at my mom. I was like, Mom, when I read the Bible, it don't say that. It say we're supposed to give and love and take care of each other, but this pastor speaking strictly about himself. So I became a non-denominational believer in God. Then as I kept studying, I found out that the Bible, which is the Bible, and then I found out that the scripture was real. And I found out that all you got to do is study and show yourself approved. I'm like, study and show yourself approved. If this is all I'm reading and this is all I'm studying and I'm not approved, then what else I need to do? So I did my research. So I'm just letting you know that the stuff you hear through my music, the things you see in my life, when things go wrong, it's because I'm off the beaten path. When things go right, it's because I'm in tune with my creator. You feel me? So whatever you appreciate about me, it's not me really. It's the Almighty that gave me what I have and showed me how to be true. If I tell you that a homie taught me how to be real, I'd be lying. If I tell you the streets taught me how to be real, I'd be lying. But people like your dad that played my music and explained to you what your dad did was let you know that we're not just cursing, we're saying things that society needs to hear. But it just so happened at that time, the only way they would listen was if I cursed. Other than that, I probably would have sounded like Chuck D. You feel me? I just came in at a time where I had to do shock value. So I appreciate your dad letting you listen to me, right?
Oh, man.
I appreciate you getting on this show right now and telling me that you heard my music and that you really appreciated what I tried to exuberate and let people see, because I just try to exhume the real that I've absorbed. I ain't trying to lead nobody down the wrong way. I ain't trying to tell nobody no lie. I'm not perfect, but I do love your dad, and I pray before Yahushua, man, that your dad be blessed beyond measures and that you be blessed beyond extremes. You feel me? Because of the fact that you cut for me, I know if anything happened for me, you're going to feel something and you're going to pray for me. And that's all I comprehend, is that I was born by myself, but I'm done something so right. There's a world of people that I have met and haven't met that just appreciate the fact that I tried something. Appreciate the fact that I spoke my mind. And I just want to let you know that you and everyone out there is greatly appreciated for listening to this radio station and for even hearing my voice. God bless you. God bless you. And we good. Now, finish telling me about your pops. I just had to say that. You just gave me a moment, and I just had to,
Oh, man. But, yeah, man, I was 6 years old, and it was actually the day of my mother's funeral. You know what I'm saying? And I remember being in the old school, you know what I mean, Cadillac sitting on the side of him. He just, you know what I'm saying? And back in that time, you know, that was when, you know, speakers was already, you know what I'm saying, knowledge and things like that and cars and things like that. So he always had a nice little system. You know what I'm saying? So
What you're talking about. That's what we had to have. Even if we had to put the high speakers in the trunk. I know them days.
So, you know what I'm saying, when I heard that song.
How you think I'm a ghetto boy?
So when I heard that song, man, I swear, like, throughout everything, man, I didn't even cry, no nothing. After, you know what I'm saying, we made it there. You know what I'm saying? I still remember this because I was a shorty anyway, man. I sat there and I looked. You know what I'm saying?
What's your dad's
and I always
name?
My man was playing tricks on me.
But what's
you
your dad's name? If you don't mind me asking,
Waddell.
Sir, what's your dad's name?
Waddell.
Waddell?
Yeah.
No, I mean the full name, like first and last.
Oh, Waddell Fields.
Waddell Fields?
Seals.
Well, I want to let everybody know that Waddell Fields, man, is one of the real ones that helped make me who you want to hear today. And I want to say God bless him and all of his bloodline. Joshua's name and Yah's name. And if you believe in God in God's name and you know Jesus in Jesus' name, I pray that all of y'all respect Waddell and what him and his son is doing, man, because it's real. And even though he's gone, I promise you he ain't forgotten.
No doubt.
Now, talk to me about Testimony of Redemption.
Well, I told you I left Bible school when I got to Texas visiting my sister, so I was enticed by the fact that I love rap, and when I found out that my poetry could actually be raps, I was overly exuberantly excited and bursting in bubbles of beyond, you know, what a champagne would do when you shake it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So it's like, I was like, really? My words make sense and people like what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, when I first came into the game, it's like they say we had to have shock value. So we did things that were shocking. But to be honest with you, I'm a decent, God-fearing individual that love all of God's people, all of Yah's people. But for those who call him God, just remember, the Greeks had many gods, and their main one was Zeus. They put a J in front of his name and made it Jesus. But at the same time, if you read Thessalonians and Corinthians, I mean, as long as Christ is being preached, which you notice they didn't say Jesus, it said as long as Christ is being preached, God will do the rest. And I am is the God above all gods, which is my Father Yah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to anybody. Get the 1611 King James Bible from Amazon.com or anywhere you can find it, and I promise you there's no J, G, or L in it.
That's real talk.
And it's from the Hebrew dialect, which the Hebrew alphabet has none of those three letters I just mentioned.
Okay.
So
you just said
if we're going to serve a God and a Messiah that is Hebrew, can we at least do like the Muslims do? You know what I mean? Much love to the Muslims out there because they read in Arabic and Aramaic. So can we at least read in Hebrew and study and show ourselves approved so when we meet our Heavenly Father, we really do know who he is from the original dialect. If the Hebrews is his chosen people and they change it to the Jews because the word Jew is Judea and it's spelled with a J-U. I never saw E-W in it, but that's neither here nor there. Study and show yourself approved. It's Bushwick Bill. I know I cuss on my records. I know I've said a bunch of things that you might feel is not right or whatever, but I'm just being me, and I'm not going to lie or deceive anybody. I'm me. I'm not going to say that I'm not perfect. I'm just going to say that sometimes I'm not accurate in the way I conduct myself. But at the same time, I'm a human. And being a human is a poor excuse, but at the same time, it's who I was made to be. And the flesh was against the spirit, and the spirit war against the flesh. And if y'all stay true, you're going to make it through, whatever the obstacles are.
Okay, that's real tough. That's real tough. But let me ask you something, man. You said, I want
to
go back to
that was
you said about
in
Shine.
Your answer to Testimony of Redemption, by the way. And if you listen to the album, it'll speak for itself.
Actually, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play that song.
All right, but before we get into that song, I just want to ask one question. Now, you said about shock value, man, and I got to ask. I've been wanting to know the answer to this, I mean, for years. I heard people say it, but I finally got you on the phone, so I really want to ask this. That album cover, We Can't Be Stopped. I mean, you were
I was about. I was going into surgery, and they took the patch off my eye for a picture, and the reason why Face looked upset is because he had eye surgery when he was 9 years old, and he was blind for 11 hours, and he didn't appreciate what was happening to me. And Willie D was just trying to get it over with. He didn't give a damn either way. And, you know, Lil J from Rap A Lot Records, I mean, he had my back the whole time. I mean, every time I woke up, my eye opened, I saw him next to me in the hospital room. I mean, love is real. I mean, the picture is the picture, and I didn't see the picture until the album came out. But, I mean, real is real. I'm just glad that somebody had the courage to show y'all the real, but at the same time, I didn't understand it until I got older. I mean, I'm born in 66, and, you know, I'm the age I am now, and I really appreciate looking at that picture because that stops me from doing a lot of ignorant, dumb, nook shit. Yo. Just like that.
Go ahead, man. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, hold on a second.
Go ahead, ask your question, man. Everybody could ask a question. You ask, so ask it.
I want you to explain this for me. This is a quote where you said fame will make you crazy. Fame isn't for everybody. There are people who have a fear of fame, those who want fame, and those who don't understand fame. It drives them crazy because there's a lot of responsibility to be all things to all people, and you can lose yourself in a shuffle where there are no longer 52 cards in the deck. What did you mean by
okay,
that?
Okay, now do you remember who I was talking about? I was talking about Houston, right?
Right.
I bet you anything on it, because I know that exact quote, because I quoted it based on what my heart was telling me at that moment, not what my mind would say. Because my mind would critique things and try to make it like a person proofreading something. You feel me? But
right.
My heart just spoke. And when I met Houston, he told me, thank you, man. I mean, but he cared, but I always respected what you said. I was like, wow. I mean, I never met you before, but I was just being real. I lost my eye, and I know that it was the craziness of trying to live up to what you said on a record when you're being creative, because if I was living everything I was saying about murdering this and killing that, as far as the sexual escapades are concerned, yeah, I had two women. You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't made a dude's wife leave him and all the other good things, but I mean, at the end of the day, it was really about the fact that I said it on a record and I lived it before I said it, but once I said it, there were women that met me and said, I love your song, you make me feel comfortable, here's my friend, let's do this. And I was like, wow, they really understand, and there's more people out there than the ones that I got with, and, you know, we cool. And it's like, then I really thought about it, and it was like, is it really necessary to have sex with every woman because they're beautiful and what they want to do? Or is it more about the man that they know? Because, I mean, the Bible says that when you join with a woman, the two become one. Are you saying then that God should be joined with a harlot? I mean, you could read it in Corinthians. I mean, it's there for you. So basically what it's saying is this. It's not that you can't have sex, but it's the woman of like mind and respect Yah like you do, respect God like you do, respect Yahushua and Jesus like you do. Because if she does, then you joined equally and righteously. But other than that, you were just doing something, exchanging personalities with somebody who might be demented and throw it off. So, I mean, it's kind of like this. If you put diesel in a car that take gas, how you think your engine going to run? It'll get you where you're going, but the engine going to act funny because it ain't used to it, right? It's the
exactly.
Same way. If you join with a woman that is a devil worshiper or came from a family of that, shit ain't going to be right for you. Something going to be abstract and abnormal, and you're going to wonder, why am I thinking and feeling this way? You got with a woman who thinks and feel that way. Everybody want to have sex. It don't matter if you use a rubber, dog. The fact that you had sex, you joined with someone for the good, the bad, or the ugly? Do you really know why you're in the situation you're in, or why you come across the situations you come across, or why you think in thoughts that you don't comprehend? And at the end of the day, why you want to kill yourself when you love you? Okay, then who did you have sex with? What's your next question?
Hey, that was a deep-ass answer. Okay, well, let me ask you, man. What do you feel about the state of hip-hop right about now?
The state of hip-hop is not...
I mean, by you being like a pioneer of this, I mean, to look at it now to see where it's going, I mean, what is your take on it?
Can I ask you something? What do they call the United States?
America.
America.
Nope. Nope. It's a continent we call America. So if the state of hip-hop is broken through 52 decks, right, who dealt the cards? Did the industry deal it? Did Napster show that we didn't have to be industry, which is what corporate is? Does the internet right now show that you could be an entrepreneur and don't need Sony, Warner Brothers, Universal, or all of that? Or does it make sense to go through what makes sense in order to make dollars, expand, incorporate, go through various endeavors that go through the worldwide chain of currency? Because I'm currently currency in what I'm talking about right now, because that's how you're going to come up, because you just got paid from listening to my dialect.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, since we're talking about the United States, let me ask you about, let's talk about the immigration thing that you had going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here since I was 6 years old, and I didn't sneak over the border. They said I was an immigrant, someone who came through. I mean, I might be a wet black, but I'm not a wetback. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? And when I say wet black, I'm talking about I might be a person that came into America that didn't really understand, like a wet food stamp. So, I mean, until it dry out, you can't use it. You know what I'm talking about? Until you really understand where you are and what it constitutes or institutes for you to do it or collaborate for you to make things happen, what are you going to make pop off?
True. True. Now, I understand that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but...
Every white person is from London, and they fought in 1776 for their independence, but they put all of us in jail. And the reason why they killed the Indians at Thanksgiving was because the Indians were selling more slaves than they were. Oh, what else did you want to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just wondering, have you seen the show Jason Stovall got going on? He's supposed to be having some kind of show playing you in a one-act play. Have you seen that? You heard anything about that?
Lies, rumors, and allegations, because I ain't heard nothing about that. But, I mean, it's nothing for a lie to be a rumor and for an allegation to be fake.
Well, that's why I'm getting it from your mouth.
Well, I never heard
all of that.
And I don't know who the horse is, and I damn sure ain't the mouth. I'm just hearing what I heard, and I just responded correctly.
There's some guy named Jeff.
But at the same time, we can't forget Boss Man Productions and my homie Cadillac and Low Man and Entourage. We do what we do, and that's why I'm out here.
No doubt.
Okay. Speaking of which, what you got going on now, man? I mean, you got any...
I'm working on my album. I got Tretch I'm putting on my album. I know Miguel want to do a song with me. I got Method Man's number. I know Eric Benet, we discussed doing a song. I don't know if it's going to be for this album or for the single for the next one, but... I mean, Jill Scott, I mean, I got Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, I'm just going to make some things happen based on people I know that I met before you know them as what they've blown up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So just be looking for some interesting endeavors in the process of a bud becoming a rose.
Okay.
We're
going to
develop. And spring is any time that you have a bright idea.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So as far as like, okay, now let me ask you, because back in the day, I mean, we all grew up on you, man. Everybody on the show tonight, everybody's listening. We all grew up on listening to you. And when I first seen you all, you know, I mean, let us say the gangster rap craze had took over, and I mean, it was you guys and it was N.W.A. Now, when I seen NWA...
Honestly, to be honest with you, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but in 86, NWA sent us their demo. I mean,
really?
and so did Vanilla Ice, and so did the dude that did the song Nasty Bitch. I can't remember what his name is right now, but yeah. I mean, a lot of people sent their demos to Rap-A-Lot. You feel me? And I listened to all of them, and I suggested they should sign all of them, and it just didn't fit the criteria of the mode they was in at the moment. But all those people,
right,
individuals, did what they had to do. Feel me?
Okay, okay. Well, like I said, when I seen those guys, I looked at them, and I'm like, okay, I see these guys. You know, they look like celebrities. But when I seen y'all, I was like, these look like the average everyday motherfuckers that I see every day. I mean, it was like, right, it was like, you know, it was like, I could sit, y'all look like the motherfuckers that, because I came from my Idaho project. And I'm like, y'all look like the same motherfuckers that I just left the basketball court up with. I mean, and I think that's why everybody, like, when the Ghetto Boys came out, it was like, okay, wow. You know, motherfuckers could really relate to y'all because it was like, you know, y'all was just like that. Y'all was us, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, with y'all being us, it's like, y'all knew exactly what we was going through, and y'all put it in them records, and it was like, whether you was in the Fifth Ward or Gary, Indiana, or Chicago, everybody knew, well, everybody could understand and feel what y'all was saying.
Yeah, the world is a ghetto. It was my title,
right,
from War, because I'm an avid listener of music, so it's Face. I can't really speak for everybody else.
Let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy your time in Gary when you was making the movie?
Yes. And
really?
I'm on my way to Gary in the morning, so I'm going to holler at you all soon.
Oh, where's going to be in Gary?
I'll let you know when I get there. I ain't going to tell everybody. Yeah. And when we get off the air, I need that number to the hottie. Y'all not going to cheat me on that.
No, we got you, man. We got you.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I mean, beyond that moment, though, I mean, I met Fred Williamson in L.A., and he told me, I could get you in movies, man. I do Poor Boy Productions. I was like, okay. When we got to Gary, Indiana, he said, the name of this movie is called Steel City. I'm like, why? He's like, because this is like where they did all the iron work back in the day. I'm like, but to me, I'm talking about Richard Roundtree, Ron O'Neill, Pam Grier, Jim Brown. I'm like, y'all original gangsters to me. And that's how they changed the title. I was like, Ice T said it best. Y'all original gangsters, dog. And if y'all don't understand the movement y'all created in our lives, then it's on you. But as you could tell, the movie's called Original Gangster.
All right, so I feel
okay. Still in Gary, Indiana.
I went to see Patti LaBelle. Was it Aretha Franklin that I had that same week we were filming the movie? Was it Patti LaBelle or Aretha Franklin?
That I couldn't tell you.
You remember? Well, whatever it was, Williamson brought me front and center, first row, to watch a show I had never seen before in my life. And it was the most beautiful experience I ever had.
Because
I've always listened to the music, but I never saw the live performances or the people whose records I sampled. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So that brought me to another notch of competence that made me elevate to a higher estate. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Let me ask you a question.
I appreciate Fred Williams for that. Still got his number. One love to Fred.
No doubt. He's like you say, he OG. Now you made the movies, and you did Martin. Which one would you prefer? The movies or TV?
I say they both take an accurate attribute of who you are, and whatever you put out is what they see. And if you're real, only real gonna be seen. If you're an actor, then you're only gonna pretend to be real. So y'all do the math. I got one eye. How many y'all got?
I got four.
Okay, well, there you go. Because I got one that's visible, but I have another one that's mental. So really, I was born with three. My third eye made me shine like jewelry. Now it's my second eye.
Okay. All right, now let me ask you. I mean, with, like, back in the day, I mean, Rap-A-Lot, y'all had, I mean, y'all had like a rouse.
We were number one independent for 17 years.
Right. And I mean,
number
I mean,
one
I,
independent
I,
label. For real, I, dog. And we worked hard at that.
Right. I remember everybody from Raheem Bayshore to the Fifth Ward Boys. I mean, do you still stay in contact with any of those guys?
Yeah, but you forgot Choice. You forgot Do or Die. You forgot Royal Flush. You forgot Face Mob. You forgot Scarface, Willie D as solo artists. I mean, there's Zero, there's Trey. Rap-A-Lot don't stop, dog. You forgot
right,
Devin the Dude and Odd Squad. I mean, we did a lot. But I'm glad you remember those ones that stuck out. But, you know, just backtrack and see that we were on track and we were running like an athlete in a track meet.
Okay. Oh, for sure. And, I mean, like, those artists, like the Mustang. I mean, it's like, as far as, like, music-wise, anything coming in the future with any of those guys?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What you say?
Is it any music in the future coming with those guys, like from back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I did a song with Devin on his album, To the Extreme. And it was a song talking about sobriety. I mean, you could research it and see. He made it a radio single. I heard
okay,
it when passing through Memphis one day. I heard it on the radio. I was like, he actually made it a radio single. I don't know if the radio played it or he made it a single, but I heard it. And it's like, it was pretty cool. I mean, Devin the Dude, I believe, is one of the most underrated rappers in the history of rap. Because you know if Dr. Dre got to reach and grab somebody to be on a song for the Chronic 2, Jay-Z and R. Kelly got to put him on a song, and he's not platinum. I mean, you serious?
Right.
I mean, just think about the fact that he hasn't stopped touring before or after those things happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
But the simple fact that he hasn't sold a million records.
And if you have to say, well, because of, why do you think that is?
I look at it like this, man. Sometimes the industry like what they could mold, but I know the streets always love the truth as told. And if you think about the word mold, mold is something that is contagious and that will hurt you. I mean, if you have mold in your house, if you have mold from anything, dog, mold is something that will make you sick. If you read the Bible, mold is something you should destroy a house for. You know what I'm saying? But the industry want to mold you. So what are they turning you into? I've heard it said by an unwise man that still water runs deep. You serious? Last time I checked, still water runs stale, and it molds. Really? How does still water run deep, dog? When the River Niger, where we get the word nigger from, runs from where the River of Kush come from all the way to the Seven Seas. Now, if the River Niger does that, and some cracker decided to call me nigger, then really, I'm not still water because I don't run deep, but I run into the Seven Seas. You know what I mean? I don't want to run deep to where you need a submarine to understand what I'm talking about. I want to walk on water.
I hear you. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, when people say Bushwick Bill, your name is synonymous for gangster rap. So how did you go from gangster rap to releasing your gospel CD?
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it comes down to the fact that I'm a vet. I could walk on the water and not get wet. We good. You know what I'm saying? Because wet is embalming fluid, but I'm cool. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Hey,
I feel you.
Calling back. I told you this shit been hanging up. I ain't got to believe me. That's about all you're going to hear right now.
It comes down to the fact that I'm a vet. I could walk on the water and not get wet. We good. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Yeah, they still here.
Hey, and like I'm trying to tell you, right? I mean, I can't feel bad as a black person when the first open heart surgery was done by a black man. The reflectors you have on the streets was done by a black man. The first president of the United States was a black man. Washington was the second president. Please let me show yourself approved.
There we go.
You know what I mean? I mean, really know who you are. We are great. We come from greatness. You know what I mean? And we're all one people. White, black, brown, yellow, purple, green, whatever. We all have one father. And when we built the Tower of Babel, you know, he struck us down and changed our language, and it became Babylon because we could not communicate with each other. So how do I know that when you say Yah, it don't mean Allah? You know what I mean? When you say Buddha, it don't mean Jesus or Allah or Yah. I mean, if our language was changed, I mean, how do we know that we're not saying the right thing, but we're only speaking it in the best dialect that we were given since our language were changed? I'm just saying that life is questionable, man, and study and show yourself approved. I love and appreciate y'all for having me on this show. I want to thank Boss Man Productions for getting me on the phone with y'all. I want to thank Entourage, Cadillac, and Lowe for getting me on the phone with y'all. I want to thank Rap A Lot Records for giving me a chance. I want to thank y'all for interviewing me. And I want to thank Yah, Yahushua, God, Jesus, my Heavenly Father, God. The fact that without my Creator, I'm nothing. I just want to thank Him for making y'all and everyone else that loved me, man. And I just want to say one love, God bless. It is what it is, and I hope I could be a blessing and not a curse in anything I could do to assist and not topple.
Hey, that's real words, man. And check this out. We definitely got a number for you.
Oh, yeah, we got the number for you. Don't hang up. I'm going to give you the number.
No, I'm not hanging. What's the name of your radio show again?
Sin City Radio, man.
Huh?
I mean, Sin City Radio.
No.
You can always
Sin City?
Yeah.
Sin City Radio?
Yep. We got a website.
Sin
too.
City or Sin City? Which one is it?
Sin City. S-I-N. Sin City.
You serious?
Sin
City.
Yeah.
So you mean I'm on Sin City Radio talking about God?
Hey.
You on Sin City Radio talking about Bush and Bill. That's what we're doing tonight.
Hey, but you know what, though? I'm gonna give you my interpretation of the word sin, right? You got to seriously have the intention of not being a nigger. And I'm going to give you my interpretation of city. Can you see intellectually through yesterday?
You know what, man? I mean, I gotta say, man, you like this interview was just totally mind blowing for the simple fact is, dog. I mean, you come with some things that I never even think that. I mean, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but I am still a true homie unto God till the rapture comes. I'm back as homie.
No doubt.
You're a wild boy.
Now, we got a lot of people listening to you right now.
I was going to tell them all I love them and appreciate them for even allowing you to do what you do to give me the privilege to be myself. So I just want to thank you all for letting me be myself through Boss Man Productions, Entourage. Got to say what's up to Cadillac, dog. I mean, homie been holding me down. And when I say hold me down, I mean he holding me up, man. You know what I mean? He been keeping a brother in good spirits, man. He's a real powerful individual on the intellectual side. I don't know what anybody else know him about, but sit and talk to a man before you judge a man. And I was telling this to Low, because my homie Low, he don't be slipping neither. You know what I'm talking about? Low don't be slipping, but he know what Boss Man Productions be about, man. You know what I mean? Low cool. And he know he an entourage. We straight.
Well, we got a listener that's been holding for a while. He had something he wanted to tell you earlier. But Mike.
Yeah. Tell me, please.
Lil Mike?
Yeah.
What is it you want to tell me, sir?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, what you want to tell me, sir?
I want to ask you about the industry.
The Illuminati stuff, it's all real. The industry being shiesty, all real.
Thank you.
People don't believe in me, man. I'll be, what?
You want me to tell you something, sir? believe in you because you believe in yourself. You got on the phone and spoke to me. You want me to tell you something? Courage, right? Courage is standing up and letting yourself be known. And you got on this phone to tell me how you felt. And I'm going to let you know now. I'm born short. They call me a handicapped dwarf individual. But the love y'all showed me because I was creative enough through my lyrics made me feel taller than what I am. So basically, the only thing that could hold you back is you. The only thing you should fear is fear itself. And other than that, the only thing you should fear is God, something above you, beyond you, and over you.
Yeah. Always.
So ain't nothing going to stop you from making it, because once you was given the breath of life, it's up to you how you make it pop. So don't deny yourself the right to make it happen. Do what you need to do. And if you need me to get on a song with you, even though I said a rack five, I mean, I ain't going to get this opportunity to nobody else, but whatever you could afford that's reasonable, that could really pay bills, I don't say all the bills, but that could pay a bill, I'm good. I'll work that for you because I believe in you because you believe in me to get on the phone. And if we don't believe in each other, then, I mean, what is the purpose?
I'll tell you, I ain't going to say I'm a rapper or something. I'll be messing around.
It don't matter. You could be a promoter, dog. You could bring me to your city to do a show. It's whatever your talent is that concerns music.
I ran into you a couple of days ago, man. It was real.
And I haven't changed, not on this conversation either.
Yeah.
I'm the same every day. Leave me, love me, or like me. Either way, I'm going to be me. Because I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for what I'm not. Period.
Ooh. Got a tweet.
Nice.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Butter. Butter got a question for you, Bushwick.
Okay,
I'm listening.
Okay, so basically you were saying that your poetry was turned into rap. Like, okay, I write poetry. But I don't want to
I can show you. Where are you at? What city are you in?
I'm in Nap.
That's
okay, cool. Well, we're going to hook up. We're going to hook up and we're going to do a song. You guys, I'm going to show you how you got to do is talk, and I'm going to put the auto-tune on your voice. If you just, because remember, in doing spoken word poetry, you have attitude and you have, how could I put it? You have attitude and heart and you have a theme, a concept, and a motive behind your thoughts. Like, for instance, right? I could say something like this. Let's just say I say, let me give you an idea, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I said a rap this way, right?
Okay.
Ephesians 6, 12 through 18 told you in just one statement, we battle death, principalities, rulers, and darkness of these ages. Now, just saying it like that don't make sense. But if I come at you like this, right, and I just say, Ephesians 6, 12 through 18 told me in just one statement, I battle against principalities, rulers, and darkness of these ages. But this is how the war engages. Spiritual wickedness in high places, whispering, to keep your mind stated. Make sure you're not sober. They're trying to win the elders and our youth over. Same snake, new cobra. Torment your alcoholism, get you back to being a smoker. Super, and don't play fair poker, but bring your life closer and hold you to your past mistakes. So stand firm then with the belt of truth around your waist and keep the breastplate of righteousness in place and put on the full armor of God so you can take a mighty stand. So stand then against the devil's schemes. Things ain't always what they seem. How many fell the victim of pipe dreams? Finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. So when evil comes in that final hour, you can stand. Spiritual warfare. We don't fight against flesh and blood. Stand for the Lord God. Let his will be done. Fight the good fight of faith, because Yah is on your side. In Christ I will ride, because in him I'll never die. Spiritual warfare. So it's really how you say it. It's not what you say. So basically, that's why I did what I did just now. It's like if you say it with enthusiasm and the emotion and the depth of where it comes from, why you think people say slavery hymns and spiritual hymns got people through the struggle? That means your pain was through the joy of a joyful noise raised to your Creator. So if he gives you a talent to formulate words, are you going to build a car that is fiberglass or are you going to make it heavy metal?
Well, I mean, I just...
In other words, do you mean what you say and say what you mean? And
I mean what I say, but I never assumed that I was bold enough to just get out there and
prefer
to.
Like, for instance, right, let me tell you something real smooth. When you're upset, how do you sound? Just give me an example. For instance, if you was mad at somebody that you didn't know that touched your ass or called you a bitch, how would you respond to them? Because they just didn't know you and talked to you out of proportion.
In other words, how do you respond to me?
Exactly.
Right.
How would you respond? Just honestly, how would you respond? Well, I really don't like what you said, and it's really disrespectful. You'd be like, motherfucker, that's how you say your poetry. It's based on what you write is based on how you're feeling at the time, and I need to know how you feel. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you watch Def Jam Poetry, you remember that they said it in a way where they took you on a journey through words, right?
Yes.
Okay, I read Edgar Allan Poe. I mean, I read all kinds of books because I've never stopped reading when they told me, if you want to hide anything from a black man, put it in the book. Whether I disagreed with the chapter, novel, or content, I read it because I want to know how that person thinks. Not because it's going to influence me, but I'm interested in what you think.
This is a smooth brother on the,
I'm just being honest, man. The truth will set you free, man. I mean, you only got one chance at life to go around this roulette reel. And wherever the ball drops, I mean, it's either hell or heaven or hell. I mean, it's either prosperity or poverty. It depends on where you place your feet and firmly grounded. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, but like I said, man, just to hear you talk, it's just like, and I know you've heard this, it's like, man, everybody, like, this guy got a chain all around his neck. This guy's crazy. But to hear you, man, it's like, man, this guy's intelligent. He's not what everybody.
Well, I'd rather be intelligent than hella dense.
Chew that. I mean, because, you know, I mean, back in the day, I mean, dude, I call flack. I call a lot of flacks playing y'all music. You know, I was in the house.
Yeah, but now they wish they could hear us again.
Exactly.
Because everybody's just using words that sound good with no format or depth.
Right, exactly. Because it's like, wow, like, okay, now y'all thought what I was listening to was horrible. It's like, now it's like, uh-oh. You know, it was a message there. You know, regardless to how many times y'all might have said motherfucker, bitch, or whatever, it was some type of message there.
It was a colorful metaphor between every strong statement.
Right, exactly. And it's like now, it's like, shit. You got a lot of people just get on there and like, okay, I can say bitch three times in a song, and I'm rich now.
Yeah, they're making more money than I've seen, but I didn't spend all mine neither.
But you know what my problem is with rap today? Like, when y'all were making music, y'all felt what y'all said. Today it's all about a hook. Whoever got the best hook gonna make the most money.
Now, you want me to tell you
the
truth? No, I'm going to be honest with you, right? Today is about the hook, but if you go back to the 80s, we all would use the same beat to see who rocked it best. Go back and check it out. You have 20 artists that went platinum off of the same beat. When we dropped Mind Playing Tricks, Second to None came out with the same beat.
It's
who was better. It was just who was better, dog. That's what it was back then. It wasn't what you said, it's who's better.
Right.
But today, it's what you say and whether or not I could mimic you and sound a little different than you and put a little auto-tune and sound great. But does that make you intelligent? Does that make you ice skate because you got roller skates on? Or does it mean that you could ice skate because you got ice blades on?
Well, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. It's our show. We can say what the hell we want to say on this show. I would listen to an old Ghetto Boy CD before I listen.
That's what everybody tell me that I meet at the gas station across the United States. They'd be like, I'm so glad to meet you because today's music tells me nothing. Y'all talked about Ronald Reagan and Bush was cutting tough for Noriega, all this stuff going on in Afghanistan, and nobody's rapping about it. Y'all talking about what they wear, what they got, what they do, how many women they have, and if America folds, all that shit going to stop. And what people don't understand, and when the Civil War took place, right, they told half of America that the Civil War money from the good. at a certain point in America, all money was red for the republic for which it stands.
Yeah.
But then after the Civil War, it became green.
Well, I'm
so you
I'm,
mean to
I
tell me today, right? Let's just say, but let's just say, in order to get the economy right, green money ain't no good no more. How many of y'all got gold?
I have no gold.
Okay,
right.
I mean, other than what
good.
You wear.
Exactly.
I mean, do you know that America's currency is backed on its gold revenue? The dollar you have in your pocket is a paper valued by gold, a substance. Paper comes from tree. They keep making papers and alleviate trees. How many papers they going to have when they burn what they don't want?
Exactly.
In order not to flood the economy, they burn money. That was the movie that president was about?
Right.
You know, okay, then. So if tomorrow they decide that we need to go back to the gold rush of 40, whatever it was, then, I mean, think about it. If you could only use gold to get a voucher, I'd rather have a voucher that represents my gold than money that they could change. But at the end of the day, dog, it's up to you. Do what you do. Be happy doing what you do. And always remember one thing, man. You got one chance at this thing called life. And if you ain't lived it to the best of your ability, don't ask for a second chance or a replay, because when your life is over with, it might be a short take, shorter than Bushwick. Whatever life brings, I'm happy. I mean, I was pronounced dead June 19th, 1991, pronounced dead for an hour and 45 minutes with my toe tagging in a morgue. I was pronounced dead for an hour and 45 minutes. An hour later, I came to by the grace of, yeah, I mean, it just is what it is, man. I mean, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it's like to be alive. But what I really appreciate the most is knowing that I could use my life to make a difference, that I'm not just going to live life just to live it, but I'm going to live it to be an asset, not a liability, to assist and not hinder, to help and not hurt. And that's my purpose. Like I told y'all out there, I could get y'all an independent record deal where if you have a budget, the label is going to match your budget, which is Sony, Warner Brothers, EMI, or Universal. If you got $5,000, they're going to put a $5,000. If you tell them where you want them to promote it, which is the demographics, okay, I'm in Indiana right now, right? The demographics of Indiana is the states that surround Indiana. That's where your promotion needs to go. If you could dominate that, then go beyond the borders of what your demographics are.
Hey, Bushwick.
Okay.
Hey, Bush.
Go ahead, Low.
Hey, when you come up to Gary, is it a slim chance that we can, what area you going to be in so I can try to run into you? I'd like to meet you.
I mean, basically what you do, right, is get a homies on this station, your number, and when I get out there, the first people I'm hollering at is them, right? And then,
okay.
I mean, we'll call you from there, and you can meet me wherever the headquarters at or somewhere
right,
to get something to eat, because, you know what I mean, some soul food restaurant or something, because Gary, Indiana, Indianapolis, I mean, Columbus, Indiana, I mean, all of y'all helped make me who I am today because y'all gave me shows that made me know I was doing something right. So I kept at it, and I'm still here talking to you today. But if y'all wouldn't have bought the record, I would have gave up at that and finished school to be a doctor or a lawyer because I was in college when I was rapping.
I've been a fan of yours from So Everclear to Death Do Us Part, Chucky, everything, bro. I just want to tell you thanks for all the good records that you put out. Been a good
man,
fan
I sure
of
appreciate you appreciating me and thanking you for calling in, man. And I just want to thank the Heavenly Father, Yah. If you call him God and his son Jesus, which the real name is Yahushua, I mean, I just thank you by our creator that you took the time to recognize who I am and took the time to compliment me and give me the courage to keep doing what I do. And I just want to thank you for keeping it real, because above all, everything else is fake.
Hey, man, we thank you, man. We greatly appreciate you coming on the show, man. I got one last question for you, though.
And I
got
to give a shout-out before your last question to my homie, Low. You know, I'm talking about from Entourage and Cadillac from Entourage and Boss Man Productions. Man, I mean, these people that's been holding me down. And my homie, Sir Hart, been doing his thing with the group that did the Jigolade song. I mean, these are the people that have been trill with me, man. And I just want to thank them And my homie Juice from Capital Punishment, I want to say what's up to him because he cool. And I ain't going to deny nobody I took pictures with them and their family. You know what I'm talking about? So I just want to say one love, and love is love, and real is real. You know what I'm talking about?
No doubt.
And
now,
everything else,
see.
Everything else is like bullshit. It runs a marathon that they can't finish.
Now, let me ask you one last question, man. What advice do you give to young guys out there, man, that's trying to get into
the game? I just want to tell them to be rooted and grounded spiritually. Whether you're going to be Muslim or Christian, whether you're going to be Buddha or whatever else is out there. I mean, basically, eat, pray, love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Find out what's true and real. Study and show yourself approved. If you know you got a talent, there's a lot of obstacles that will make you deny the skills that you have. But if you're seeking a higher power and you're rooted and grounded in that, it's just like having a stereo system that has a wire that has to be grounded. The system might be beautifully to look at, but if that grounded wire is not grounded, best believe you're going to have a bunch of feedback and a bunch of static and hesitation. It's the same thing in life. You got to be rooted and grounded. Our bodies has negative and positive electricity. Other than that, they wouldn't try to use electricity to start your heart. We're everything that evolves around us. Electricity flows through our body like it does in a house that we hit the switch on. Oxygen flows through the wind, through the trees, like it does through our body. I mean, you got to love the earth that you touch your feet on, but you got to also love the parents that gave birth to you, whether you're adopted, whether you don't know them. The fact that they didn't abort you gave you an opportunity to live life and to get to know who your heavenly father is. Because even if your mother and father don't love you, your creator does. So you're not unloved. You might be unloved by your physical attributes of people that physically gave birth to you, but spiritually the oxygen you have in your body shows the love that you have from your creator. So don't deny yourself and don't kill your dreams, because when you give up your dreams, you die. We are our dreams. Martin Luther King died for us to be able to talk like we're talking right now. There was a time when Ray Charles would do a song and Pat Boone would sing it, and you would never know it was a Ray Charles song because radio only played white music, but the clubs played whatever was hot. All I'm saying is we came a long way, and it's been a long time coming, and a change is still going to come. And the change is this. Don't deny yourself the right to be you and to be creative. But if you're being detrimental towards children, old people, widows, and the homeless, the Bible says, which is the Holy Scriptures, but I can tell people what they only know for right now. Y'all know the Bible, I know the Scriptures, right? It says, what you've done to the least of these, you've done unto me. It says, take care of widows, homeless, and orphans. When you're driving down the street and someone asks you for a dollar, and you only got a dollar, but you're asking God for $100, the Bible says, be careful how you treat strangers, which the scripture says, because you might be greeting angels. How you know that person that you see every day that you assume is a homeless person is not the answer to the prayer you have when all you did was give the dollar you had? If you read the Bible, Christ said, the woman that gave the two pennies she had gave more than the ones who gave thousands. Read it. Because she gave all that she had and she was genuine with it. So be real with people, because I don't care if I'm living in a mansion today. There's a good chance something might happen with the economy, something might happen with the banks, and I might have to be in a trailer park for a minute till I could get things together. So don't feel like you're high and mighty and better than anybody. The same people you see on the way up, you're going to see on the way down. The same homeless person you see on the corner, you might be standing next to him if that's how you treat people. You know what I'm saying? So please understand, man, that we're only an extent.
We must have lost him, man.
He gone?
Yeah, we must have lost him.
No, he's still there. I think he might have hit his mute button or something.
All right, well, until we get him back,
We want to thank everybody that called into the show. Good questions. Good show. Great show. As usual. That's how we do here at sincity.spruce.com. Check out the website. If y'all want to podcast the show, go to sincity.spruce.com. You can listen to the show all over again. And hear what my man Bushwick Bill had to say. That's how we do. Sin City, baby.
Hello. Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
There you go. Yeah, I meant to hold this shit.
Hello.
We still on air? We still live?
Yeah. What happens? I heard y'all saying y'all couldn't hear me, so I had to have him fix it. Because I was hearing y'all, but y'all wasn't hearing me. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't appreciate Shakespeare, but I do appreciate him. He was someone who wrote down what somebody else said, right? But he was articulate in the way he wrote it, because even though people say things, it takes a creative mind to make sense out of what's said, right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay, and Shakespeare was quoted for writing, "To thine own self be true." If we're made in the image of God, then to your own self be true to your creator and how he created you. And if he made you a man, that's what you need to be. If he made you a woman, that's what you need to be. If he made you confused, I don't know that attribute. But at the same time, dog, I've never seen a red snapper try to be a shark. I've never seen a goldfish say that I'm a flounder. So, I mean, if he created everything in the heavens and the earth, why should someone choose to change who they are because they're unhappy with the way they were made and feel that they were made in the wrong body? Personally, I felt back in the day being born in the ghetto was a curse. Come to find out, it was a blessing. So be happy who you are. Be happy who you are. Whatever skin you're born in, be happy who you are. Whatever life you want to live to the day you die, be happy who you are. But don't hurt children, elderly, homeless, brothers, sisters, aunties, nieces, nephew, the neighbor, or anyone that looks, breathes, and act like you. Be a decent human being. And you will achieve greatness. We only know great people because they strive to make us all better, not strive to change us all for the worse. So if you're about progress and not regress, God bless, you'll be uplifted, and you'll be the silver surfer without changing the world.
That's what's up. All right, Bushwick Bill, the white man gonna cut us off, so we gonna give you the last word.
Nah. It ain't even about white because personally, be honest with you, while they out there listening, Cherokee Indian, Irish, Jewish, and British. Well, I should say Anglo-Saxon. So I have 7 different nationalities running in my blood, and I'm from Jamaica. I have a child that looks completely white with blonde hair and blue eyes. I have a daughter that looks Oriental. I have child that looks Indian because I'm West Indian, and I have a child that looks Afro-American. I mean, you would look at these kids and think that they're not the colors of Benetton, but they all came from my loins. So I don't know how to judge. You feel me?
I feel you.
I can't judge. Because on my flag in Jamaica, it said out of many people we're one. So I want to tell everybody, listen to this radio station, Sin City, out of many people we're one. And even though the city might make you want to sin, this is the one city that you could talk on and catch your wind. Your second one, that is.
No doubt. All right, now, before they cut us off, we want to give you the last word. What do you want your fans to know about Bushwick Bill?
I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for what I'm not. Every day above ground is a good day. And I just thank my creator for making me. And whatever the obstacle in life, I meet it with a brave heart.
There you go. You got anything else, dog?
Yeah.
Man, that's real.
Be you, because nobody else could be that. Be someone else, and you're just an abstract.
Hey, Sin City, baby, we're going to always be us. They can't change
us. That's right.
We straight from
Boss
the project.
Boss Man Entertainment in the building, Sin City. Now I'm talking about Entourage, Cadillac Low. We do what we do. Sir Hart and the dudes that do the Jiggle 8, much love. Over and out.
All right,
stay tuned for more Boss Man Productions, Sin City, Entourage. You know how we do.
All right, Bushwick, I'm gonna take you to a room and give you that number right quick, man. So hold on.
Yeah, yeah, minutes. Yeah. Just take me off air, and I'm not off air because I'm still breathing oxygen. I'm in flotation, which is rotation, and I'm on satellite. So take it light, because I ain't heavy right now.
All right, I'm about to take you into the room right now and shoot you that number right quick, man.
All right, we all good, man. God bless, be blessed. Y'all bless, be blessed. It's all love.
Because
love is the one thing that will change the world.
We appreciate
treat people how you treat
out.
Yourself. If you hate yourself, then you're going to hate people. But if you love the fact that you're breathing, keep breathing.
There you go. All right, dog.
Real talk.
Take it over, baby.
All right, check it out, y'all. We're gonna go back to this. We're going to go to this old school.
Yeah, thing. Play my song.
Oh, dog. We got all of them, but I'm going to go back to this old school one that everybody used to enjoy. All right, now, y'all.
There was three little piggies, and they all went to the market, and two short motherfuckers chopped them down, because one little short motherfucker is born in a graveyard, has a pain graveyard, because his name is Bushwick, a.k.a. Chuck, 4'8", and straight, don't give a fuck. I got the sense of six men with the heart to run up on the motherfucker 6'10", I swear. I know no fear, this label's me a threat. Don't get cut, niggas' chest get wet. Some people say I got a short complex, that ain't true. But I got a short fuse, so what's next? Now we can go toe to toe, a show done a nut. Either way it goes, you're getting fucked. Cause you trip and try to size me, and that type of shit just despises me. I don't need no motherfucking track. To get it on, cause I feel I got a real cool scrap. Now you can fuck me up and I'ma still squab, killing more cats than the motherfucking mob. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. I'm the biggest little motherfucker you know. And I'm the biggest little motherfucker I know. The whole nigga try to play me out the box. I want you to do that, so now I got to knock your ass out with the 1-2 jump to the chin. I wake your ass up and knock your ass out again. That's what you get for trying to test the chump. Like a bag full of dirt with my foot in your ass trick. I can't stand a motherfucker full of talk. You pull his old card and he can't walk the walk. Don't let your eyes get bigger than your squabble. Thinking cause I'm small, nigga, you can make me wobble. I got a punch big as stripes, you know. Running big motherfuckers like some pantyhose. Shit, it takes two to tango, but wanna get his ass kicked. Now watch you getting that ass trick. Hitting motherfuckers up, used to sound. Fifth Ward, motherfucker, how you like me now? Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker I know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know? You the biggest little motherfucker
I know.
Now I'm eeny, meeny, miny, fucking low. It seems nobody wanna fuck with Chuck no more. Ever since I put the weight down, ever since I broke a nigga's jaw, don't nobody wanna play now. First it was all good, and you were smiling, until I broke your two front teeth, and now you're whining. I told you motherfucker size ain't shit, I only wear size 5, but I still kick this. You talk shit and I'ma beat that ass. You come weak and I'ma beat that ass. You play me cheap and I'ma beat that ass. And if cheating bring you heat, then I'ma heat that ass trick. Never underestimate a nigga with a giant-sized heart and a king-sized trigger figure. And don't ever fuck with Wick, cause I'm the biggest little motherfucker you know. Now who the biggest little motherfucker you know?